AJ.
Hello.
We're back for another.
Yes.
Official product discovery podcast.
Oh, the top five gadgets.
Yeah, that's it. We're in the pursuit of the top five gadgets of all time. We're here sharing it with them.
Hello.
Listening on Spotify or Apple or Amazon or any of the podcast platforms. And also those peeps that are over on YouTubes.
Occasionally. I wore a t-shirt in review of the products you brought last time.
Disappointed.
This says meh.
Well, the thing is, I like a deal.
Yes.
Yeah. I spent a little bit more this episode.
Oh, okay. Exciting. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Jean in accounts, not so much.
Ah, she gave you the credit card back.
I got it back.
Yeah.
Immediately got blocked again.
Sorry, that was me.
Mm.
Yeah, I bought some expensive stuff. I got some really cool things lined up for my section of today's show.
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah, I spent more of your money.
Everyday carries?
No.
I've gone the everyday carries route. Bit of fun for the pocket.
Pocket fun?
Yeah, pocket fun.
Everyone loves a bit of pocket fun, don't they?
You know, I was always guilty of it in school.
Yes, pocket
hands
fun.
Hands below the table.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Having pocket fun.
It's only a problem when it's someone else's pocket.
Wow. That... Yes, I could see that.
Yeah, that then it becomes a problem. Maybe it's invited. Hopefully, the pocket fun for the person sat next to you is invited.
Yeah. You wouldn't want unwanted pocket fun, would you?
Well, it depends. I don't know. It depends whose advances they are. Maybe in receiving the pocket fun, you realise you did want it.
Yeah. Dark. Do you know, I like to stick to what I know, and that is great everyday carries.
Okay, well, I like to stick to what I know, and that is really expensive electronics.
Oh, God.
And combined, we are the top five gadgets force, spending Pete's credit card £1 at a time.
Look, I want to open up with a great.
Oh.
It's a little bit bigger than pocket fun.
Okay.
But I can deal with that.
Is that an Olight in your pocket?
Are you just pleased to see me? AJ.
Yes.
This is the Olight Seeker 4 Pro. Now, let's drop down and take a look because this beauty really grabs your attention. It's available in six different colors. We have the orange, or I have the orange, that AJ's going to give you a tour around. Now, let's talk spec. It's 4,600 lumens. It's got a runtime of up to 15 days with a max throw of 260 meters, 853 feet if you work in that. For weight, it's just 7 ounces. And length, it's 5 inches with a girth of 1 inch. For the light style, it's a cool neutral. I like to say it's a clean white light. Powered by a single 21700 battery. So huge amounts of power there. Rechargeable by USB Type-C and has a recommended retail price of £140. Sorry, Gene.
Wait, you spent £140 on a torch?
A torch with a holster?
It does have a holster. There also is its charger.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But you don't have to charge it in the holster. It's got one of those clever magnetic... Almost like, iPhone technology, slap a magnet on the back, yes. MagSafe style.
Yeah.
It's got that.
I do love it. I'm going to be honest, there's a lot I like about this. Can I keep it, please?
No. But there's two different types of holsters. This is like the standard pack holster, belt clip.
Belt clip.
All right, you might want to mount it that way. They've got one for that that okay. Kind of rotates.
All right, nice.
What I love about it is, yes, 21700 battery, massive.
Huge.
Up to 15 days, they say.
What?
I mean, I would assume that's got to be on the lowest power set.
Yeah.
But just from a simple fiddle.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say novice, layperson.
Yeah.
If I take it down to the other camera. So you've got this dual function button.
Okay.
Right? So you can hold it down and we can turn it on that fashion. And then I can also tap it and go through various power. So you can see it kind of... barely flashing. Oh, too much light, Peter. Or we also have the option of twirls. So here I can go from low power all the way up through. Now that's going to be best shown if I do it on the background here. So I've got low power and I'm going brighter, Oh, blinding.
And bear in mind, right, this is under studio lights. So we're lit with really bright lights at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're still getting that much throw on there.
Outside,
pretty crazy.
In the sunshine,
yeah.
Point down to the pavement.
What did you say its output was? 4,000?
4,000 and some. Let me...
It does say on the back of the box here.
Let me have a look. My notes. 4,600.
That's... I'm always unsure, right, with torches, when they say that bright a lumen,
yeah,
whether it's real or not. All I can say for certain is that it is ridiculously bright. That's my measure. The scientific measure of AJ is it's ridiculously bright.
Oh, that is a gauge?
It's scientific, yeah.
What, like a Newton meter, that kind of?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the AJ gauge, it is ridiculously bright. Not just bright.
What I'm doing here is just the press. So I'm going through press options on the light, right? Mm-hmm. Press and hold, and I go into a different mode. There we go. Look, set lighting.
What's double tap? Oh, the spinny works.
Look at that. Then we've also got things like strobe. So it's a self-defense weapon.
Yeah.
Give us your wallet. Go away, bad guy.
Talking of weapon as well, it does also have the teeth on the front.
Right. Self-defense, not really. That's more for like smashing a car window.
Yeah.
Oh, we're driving along, gone off the road, into a river.
Oh, God.
Why did you let her drive? We don't know. Anyway, you can smash through the window. So that's cool. It's the kind of feature that we look for now on cool everyday carry torches.
It's nice. It's incredibly weighty in hand. Ergonomics. The rubberized grip's also got little hand finger cutouts, so it is like proper ergonomic.
Yeah.
For its size and weight.
Do you know...
That's a great carry.
1 inch of girth is the perfect fit.
Oh, really?
Well... You imagine that it's tight in your hand.
Okay, yeah. I think some people...
It's not going anywhere.
Some people may find 1 inch a bit disappointing.
Well, do you know, you've got 5 inches of length to secure it over.
Okay, yeah,
so it balances out there.
260 meter throw. Man, it's crazy. So it's giving it a, if you're interested, a white balance of 5,500 to 7,000 Kelvin. Which is super cool white.
I was going to say, that's about right for how pure white it is. It's very clean.
Yeah. There's a lot to love about this.
Do you know,
I keep it?
The thing for me is practical use of a torch. You don't want to be putting it on charge all the time. With a high power battery like this, I know they say 15 days, but let's face it, 15 days has probably been on the lowest light setting, which in everyday use... You're not going to put it on that.
Yeah.
You're going to go out and go full power.
Every time.
Right. And on full power, you're walking the dog, you're doing whatever you're doing, walking to the car, that type of thing. It's going to last. It's only on for a full power for a minute, maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Over a long period of time, those minutes mounting up, you're still going to get long use.
So the 21700, which comes with the torch itself, which is a cool
bonus,
5,000 milliamp hours.
Massive.
Huge. That's like gigantic battery life. There's a lot to love about this.
The thing about 21700s is they give that immediate burst of power. So in order to supply such bright light, you want something that can give a high disperse of power.
Yeah.
You've got that with the 21700. So, and that's how I can believe you truly getting 4,600 lumens.
So a couple of questions.
Yeah.
You spent 140 on this?
Look, if Gene brings up this issue with you, you supported me.
It's just, there's one problem I have, is that you've spent more on an individual item than I have on an individual item, which means by rights, I get to keep this.
But previous individual items you spent more on.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to balance things out. So if you take that, then the scales tip again.
Yeah, in my favour.
Well, that doesn't work for me.
I know, but it works for me. I'll take this. I'll take that. Thank you very much. I like the little charging holster. You can keep the box if you want. Okay, my turn to show something super cool that is right up my alley.
I would like you to.
Yeah.
However, try your best not to upstage me. We're looking for the top five of all time.
Yes.
But I want to be dominating that list pretty much, at least three of the top five of all time. So if in this show You bring more than what I bring, it makes me look bad.
Ah, problem is, I've brought possibly the best Nintendo Switch Joy-Con alternative.
Oh.
Yes, the Nixie Hyperion Pro.
I've got to be honest, I like it.
Yes.
I want you to tell me all about it. I'm going to have a little play, if you don't mind. Will you tell me some details?
Let's do it. Drop down, take a look, and I'll tell you all about the Nixie Hyperion Pro. It comes in two different colorways. We have the beautiful green, which is my favorite, and also we do have the Nixie Purple. It's made with ABS plastic. It's super comfortable and incredibly lightweight, these Joy-Cons, at 203 grams. They have rechargeable batteries inside, obviously, which are just 500 mAh, which doesn't seem a lot, but you'll get around 6.5 hours of playtime out of them. When using them as a controller with that central piece there, that Pete's just taking them off of, you'll get a wireless connection via Bluetooth up to 10 meters. A full charge on these will take 2 hours. The key feature of the Nixie Hyperion Pros, by a million miles, is the fact that these are Hall effect sensing joysticks. And that means they will never have stick drift like you get on your normal Joy-Cons. You also have programmable breathing RGB lights. You get in the box the two joypads, the central frame, a USB cable, and the manual. These come in at $49.99 with a 2-year warranty. And best of all, with our link below, you'll actually get 10% off from Nixie. I spoke to them beforehand and they said, yeah, have a voucher. Pete, are you just playing games?
Woo! 2 stars. I need to get away from the police.
It's just that they're watching and they...
I'm just testing the controllers. This is a valid part.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Pete's there modelling some Grand Theft Auto 3.
This is just, it's valid because you need to look at these RGB lights.
Okay, the biggest thing with the Nixie Hyperion Pros isn't just the aesthetics. Firstly, it's the ergonomics. You can see, if Pete moves his left hand, yeah, you can see the difference between that left Joy-Con and the standard Nintendo Switch one. The ergonomics are huge. This little kick out makes
it... I'm going to turn it down. I'm having way too much fun with this.
That little kick out there for your wrist and your thumb position is massive compared to this. That makes it really comfortable to play for a long time.
Do you know what I'm particularly enjoying about swapping over the Joy-Cons?
Yes.
Is this.
So, yep.
Massive hands,
yep.
Big problem.
No grip.
So this here, what I find is after a while of playing, I'm resting it on my little finger.
Yeah, it's a combination. So, it's a combination between that lipped base and the fact that it kicks your hand out a little bit. So your thumbs naturally roll in.
Yeah.
And now you've got something to hold with your fingers as well. That combination is super ergonomic. You've got...
Do you know what? I didn't even think that I was doing that, but now you've said it, I realise what's going on.
You've got programmable back buttons if you want to use them. There's a lot of...
I'll model them. Here they are.
Yeah, especially competitive players like to use those. It does have turbo and macros in there. Now, that may have lost you. I don't know.
Turbos and macros. You're going to have to explain because I'll be honest, I'm not that much of a nerd.
Okay. Turbo is you can program it to auto fire a button for you.
Yeah.
So you can say turbo A and it will keep firing the A button when you hold it rather than you having to tap it.
Okay, I follow.
Macros is you can program a series of button presses in. Let's say you're playing your favorite fighting game and you need to do some combinations to do your favorite move. You type them into the macro, and then when you just press the one macro button, it does the whole combination for you.
This is the coolest thing. The fact that, yeah, they're great as I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Kids Joy-Cons. Kids can play with it. Or you want to play with it on the TV.
Yeah.
Drop it in the dock. And off you go, controller. You've got a really cool controller.
And it feels nice, doesn't it?
It looks great.
The one thing I'm going to say that I'm disappointed with, and this isn't as standard, this is Nixie messed up when they sent my order out. And that is that the central connecting piece of the two Joy-Cons is the wrong colour.
Oh dear.
It's supposed to be, as you see on the box.
So this is like a super rare limited edition version.
One of one.
A one of one.
Yeah.
See, there, what you've done is instantly make it more desirable.
Yeah.
And they can win this. You can just by putting something in the comments or...
I'm not giving this away.
Oh.
What, are you trying to give it away?
Well, I think competitions are a big thing. And I think, you know, they're saying the same down in the comments that they want to win stuff. So you better come up with something because people want stuff for free.
How about they win a voucher code? 10% off.
10%. More is better. Work on it.
Right, okay.
10%, that's all you've got?
That's all I've got. Unless we actually give away my Joy-Cons.
I think that's what they want.
But they're mine.
I like it. It's super nerdy. The main thing that I like is the how light it is.
Super light, yeah.
And how comfortable it is.
Yeah.
The rest of it, colours and everything, that's up to each individual. I like that you can change these little LED lights. Super cool.
The biggest thing is those Hall Effect sensors. They're all the rage at the moment. All the third-party controller makers are using them. Because these standard Nintendo Switch Joy-Cons, they are renowned for wearing out over time. And when they're used a lot, then they start kind of drifting. So they'll put in input on their own. So you'll just start spinning left without doing anything. These Hall Effect sensors in these Joy-Cons, in these joysticks, will never drift.
So
impossible.
That's not even a nerdy detail. That's like this is a basic spec that you want to be replacing with.
Yeah, it's quality of life. Yeah.
Search for Hall Effect.
Absolutely. Great bit of advice. If you're looking for a third-party controller or an upgrade to your controller for anything, not just the Switch, look for Hall Effect sensors in your joysticks.
Wow. Do you know what? I've learned something nerdy today.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Look, I love how geeky you get with what you deliver.
Yes.
However, I'm focused purely on the everyday carry simplicity.
You are quite simple.
And today, I bring to you the Pitaka Pit Attack. AJ, I want you to drop down and have a look at this Apple AirPod AirTag thing. AJ, it's available in black, basically. We haven't got loads of colorways, just black. But again, it's about keeping things simple. In the box, you get a Pit Attack case, a key ring, two screws, and a screwdriver. But talking tech, it's made from stainless steel, silicone, PVD coated, and weighs in at just 56 grams. I can see you having a fiddle there, and if you can fiddle onto the back, just give it a gentle turn, pressing down with your thumbs, and you'll loosen off the back. One way goes tight, one way loose. There you go. You put your AirTag in there, and then reverse the process to secure it. The multi-tool attachment of this everyday carry is a flathead, a Phillips, a box cutter, and a 2-caliber Allen key. This device suits every Apple AirTag, and it comes with a 3-month warranty. And where I've seen it available online, it has an RRP of £59.
You spent £59?
Well, I got confused and I said, it's an AirPod AirTag thing.
Yeah.
It's for AirTags. I don't know why I call them pods, because they're little pod things.
They're little pod things. I get it.
AirPods you put in your ears. You can't put them in this.
Okay. Firstly, I do love everyday carries for my keyrings. I'm a sucker for it. I've got a little torch on there. I've got a little multi-tool. So little multi-tool things on my keyrings are really cool. I can't help myself. So this does appeal to that part of me. And then the next tick is the geek in me.
Yeah.
I like that I can put my AirTag in there.
So from an AirTag-only perspective, before the tools.
Yes.
It's a solid carry. So where's my keys? They're in a protective holder.
Yes.
With my keys.
Yeah.
Because it's a key ring.
Yes.
So just clip it on.
There, so you know where my car keys are at all time.
But it's protecting your AirTag at the same time.
Yes.
It's nicely secured with that push down and twist.
Yep.
So you know it's not going to drop out. You know it's not going to get battered. The dog's not going to be able to chew through it because it's a strong protective
case.
And
if the dog does swallow your AirTag, at least you know where it is.
At least you'll be able to find the dog.
Yeah. So, yeah. Or what the dog lets out. You'll be able to find that.
Oh, and put it in a bag.
Yeah.
And take it home with you. Because that's polite. You put it in
your Pitaka bag.
Yeah. Multi-tool wise.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I'll go for every day is going to be that box cutter. It's just really convenient when a parcel comes in. You're looking for something to rip open the box.
Sure.
Rather than trying to break it open. So box cutter, super handy. The least favorable is maybe that 2-caliber Allen key.
Yeah,
that could have been replaced with pretty much anything. A bottle opener would have been great.
Bottle opener would have been really good.
But flathead and Phillips, I mean, Everyone needs one of those.
Yeah, the box cutter, you're right, is going to be the most useful. Yeah, an Allen key on something that small might be a little bit irritating. And when you've only got space for four tools, I'm not sure that would be my first choice to put on there.
Well,
or my fourth choice, actually.
Here's the thing. Out of all of my little pocketable everyday carries, this is probably the most I've spent for a gadget that protects an air tag.
Yeah, okay.
So the air tags themselves are around about £25.
Are they? I've not, you know. So
maybe I've gone a little extreme.
How much was this?
It's nearly double. It's more than double.
It's more than double the air tag.
Yeah. I mean, you could say, is it £60?
Is it £60?
No, it's less than that. So that's good news.
Is it £59?
Yes.
It's £59, right.
But I really like it.
Okay, so one thing I will say, definitely in this advantage, beyond it being a cool thing for your keyring, nice to have the multi-tools, it is incredibly well built.
I think you could drive over it.
Yeah, I do think so.
It's got that kind of rubberized, like robust feel, like I'm just going to lose my temper and throw it at the wall just to prove it can survive. Yeah,
it's a coated stainless steel is what it feels like. It's proper strong.
Yes.
And you've got these rivet star screws in there that make it look even like it's hardcore.
Yeah.
And there's a little rubber cushion for your AirTag on the back as well.
Which is nice.
Yeah, like some bubble wrap.
Snuggled up.
Yeah, a little sleeping bag for your AirTag.
Yeah, so if you're into the whole AirTag tech, if you want to track where your backpack is, put it in the pocket of a coat just so you know where the kids are, that type of thing, the uses for AirTags are pretty much endless. This is a robust case that's going to keep it safe.
The only sad part about this, really, the only bit I'm disappointed with, for you, is that we're going to have to give it away.
But what?
Yeah, well, you know, we done a poll, would you like to be giving away stuff? And they said, yes, can we get stuff for free?
Yeah.
So anything you buy, I'm going to give away.
Not yet. I want to build some excitement around before we give away stuff. Yeah, I want people to be commenting and saying, I've turned on notifications to get the update for when you do a giveaway.
Yeah, as soon as they've got notifications on and are ready to comment, as soon as the video drops, then I'm going to start doing giveaways, starting with your stuff.
With my stuff?
Starting with your stuff. And if you keep buying things for the show, which you're going to...
What about giving away the cheaper stuff?
We'll give away the cheap stuff last. But we'll give away the expensive stuff first.
We can talk about this afterwards.
Oh, okay. I just thought,
Like, it seems like you want to give just my stuff away.
Yeah, I do.
At this point, I just want to rapidly end.
Okay.
So we can have a little talk off air.
All right.
That's been our look at the Pata.
It's great. What I love is that you don't know the name. It's a Pitaka.
Pitaka.
Pita bread.
It's an AirTag case.
Yeah, that'll do.
Look, I don't want you to go on about how I went cheap.
Well,
because what I've proven to you,
yes,
is I can spend more.
You can. You can spend more, interestingly, on things that are smaller.
Yeah.
So you can spend more on less.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is necessarily representative of what our viewers and listeners want to see. I think they want to spend less on more. You know?
Maybe I went wrong.
Yeah, I think you might have got the formula the wrong way around. Although the Pitaka Pita tag is the hardest thing to say, as you proved.
I really struggle with it.
It is a cool little gadget. But I'm going to blow yours out of the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Finish on a high.
The floor is yours.
Yes. From Audio Heavyweights Sennheiser.
What?
Yes, we've got an audio gadget, baby. It is the EPOS H3 gaming headset.
Right, I'm ready for this.
Let's drop down and take a look then.
Tell me all about it, AJ, because I feel like I'm ready to ground control to Major Tom.
Can you do a sound effect for the arm there? That's good, man. If only it made that noise. So this is the EPOS H3 gaming headset. As I said, this is made by Sennheiser. This is their new brand for gaming headsets. It comes in black or white. We've obviously got it in white because that's the best color. It's really just a plug-and-play gaming headset. It has a studio-quality microphone. That's right. Ergonomic ear pads with faux leather cushions. They are a thing of beauty. It's compatible with all devices, PC, Xbox, Switch, and PlayStation. Really super simple to use. You lift the mic to mute so people can't hear you eating your Doritos. And there is a volume dial on the ear. That super ergonomic and lightweight design is just 270 grams. And you get a clickable adjustable headband, those cushioned ear cups that are aligned for all face shapes, even the weird white face that Pete has in front of him. You get a 2-year warranty from EPOS. They are an RRP of £80 in the UK. And finally, in the box, you also get a quick start guide, a PC cable, and a console cable that is both 2 meters in length. Oh yes, I said it all.
Do you know what?
Aren't they amazing?
This is perfect for ASMR. Just listen. Oh, good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're sitting comfortably for this afternoon's ASMR.
Oh.
Clickable ergonomic adjustments.
Okay. I just want you to feel the cushioned ear cups and the headband. Oh, tell me that. Not ASMR.
They're so squishy. They're not even making a noise. Okay. It's got that kind of faux Alcantara leather suede-y
good words.
Feel.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's going on there. Super lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
Even the adjustment for here, it feels like it's got some kind of glidey glide thing going on that makes it super seamless. But there's a firm click there when it goes into mute.
Yeah, there's a switch. Yeah.
Mute, off mute.
Yeah. Because there's nothing more annoying off as someone mute. Who plays a lot of games, especially online.
Yeah.
There's nothing more annoying than when you're in a squad with people or a lobby with people and they haven't muted their microphone and all you have is like, Derek! Derek! Can you come upstairs?
Shut up, Mum! Shut up!
Time you tidied your room!
Yeah.
Stop looking at that porn and come upstairs!
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Too much.
He's got two monitors.
Could have muted.
Gaming and porn.
At the same time.
Yeah, yeah. He's got two hands, hasn't he?
Derek.
Derek is a dirty boy. Derek needs the lift to mute microphone. And if you're like Derek,
don't
then
be
it's just
like,
80, it's just 80 quid. Don't be like Derek.
Don't be like Derek. Mute your mic. It's really nice. Look, I didn't realise that EPOS made, or Sennheiser made EPOS.
Yes.
I didn't know that. So potentially I could be missing out on a steal. I get the quality of Sennheiser in a brand that I wouldn't have known had anything to do with it.
Anyone who's done anything in the audio or video world would have come across Sennheiser. They are one of the originals and definitely one of the best microphone and headset manufacturers, just known for their quality. So to get that at a, I won't say budget, but an affordable price point is pretty incredible. And you can feel it. You can see it. It is.
I just want you to...
finger your ear.
Finger on the ear there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and just feel for those little ridges. It's like a little braille ridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And just smoothly guide it around.
That's your volume dial.
Just around the outside.
Oh, yeah. How do you like that?
You don't have to tweak it. Just a
circle. Just a small circle.
Feel the braille and smoothly rub around it.
Okay.
Yeah?
Is it
that? That's your volume.
Is that better with one finger or two?
Just one.
Just one.
Just one.
Okay, I just want to make sure. You
could do the two.
Yeah.
Two finger approach to it.
Yeah.
And just rubbing round.
Just a circular motion.
Yeah. If you rub back the other way.
Yeah.
Lessens.
Ah.
Greater.
Yep.
Lesser.
Wow. Okay.
And that is the volume control.
Yes.
But what I like about that is, so I've got a set of gaming headphones, right? Mm-hmm. And on mine, it's on the other side for starters.
Yeah.
I've got to take away my hand and thumb around.
Looking for a dial.
Well, the different ones as well. I've got like a mute button. I've got a volume up and down. Yeah. I've got a chat up and down. There's a lot going on. Hit the wrong one and you're just deafening yourself.
I'd say the other big thing, you go through a lot of cheap gaming headsets.
Affordable.
You're a cheapskate. We
I like
know this.
Budgets.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the most you'll push to is like Turtle Beach.
Yeah.
Which is like the top end of cheap headphones.
Yeah, like, it's very kind of you to say that.
Like 40 quid kind of maximum?
Yeah.
Would you spend more than 40 quid normally?
No, not really.
But how quickly do yours break?
I've broken very, very few recently. I've been a lot better.
Okay.
But there was the ones that got shut in the door.
Yeah, okay.
The dog chewed the microphone on another set.
Maybe you shouldn't have these, but for most people, there's like obvious breaking points with gaming headsets. You have the headband around the ears and around the top. This flexing part always goes. The mic arm is always a goner.
You just reminded me, I broke another set of headphones by cracking the clip here.
Yes, yeah. It happens quite a lot. So what did they say they have? I was just checking on the notes. It's a 2-year warranty with it.
Incredible.
So yes, it's £80, but you're getting incredibly well-built, beautiful quality, and it does look nice, and it has a 2-year warranty.
Ground control to make.
And if you go to IKEA and buy one of these white heads too, you can be like Pete and do David Bowie impressions.
Just looks so cool. I just want to, Houston, this is 516, looking for permission to land.
Wow. This is Artemis. Go Artemis for launch.
Roger, roger.
What's your vector, Victor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it makes me want to do.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to keep it on this little head.
Just forever?
Just to look at it.
Yeah. Surely
you can't. And every time I look at it, I want to go, roger, roger.
Surely you can't be serious. I can. And don't call me Shirley.
Classic.
I'll be here all week.
Yeah, really like it. And quite surprised that Sennheiser quality is involved in this brand that I previously hadn't heard of.
Yeah, it's cool. So, I think I ended the show on a massive high.
You did, and I'm not overly happy about it.
Why is that?
It's about the balance of who brings what to the party.
Well, you spent the most on a single item in this show. So, if we're doing a league table,
you're
definitely on top for this show for single items.
But I was shining the way forward.
Oh!
So, you know, there's that.
Oh, light.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I peaked too soon.
Yeah.
I started off like, oh, light.
Yeah.
Super bright.
Super bright.
And then I gave an everyday carry, which I felt you were underwhelmed with.
Well, I was just surprised that you spent £59 on something that was less than 2 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have got more at the market.
That does give a lot of disappointment. I've felt it.
Yeah, quite often you do. Mm. I feel like, I mean, I know mine was very gaming-centric this week, and I do like the electronics. I can't help it. I just want to bring the electronics.
You went all out gaming.
I did.
This is like a gaming special.
Well, you know, I just...
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do different vibes to the show. Maybe we should just have like, this one is all out about gaming.
Okay.
And this one is all about pocket fun.
Yeah, see, you got to stop using the pocket fun thing. It sounds like...
Have a fun time in your pocket.
Yeah, no, that's what you did in church when you were a little boy, wasn't it?
Get your fidget out. Let everyone play with it.
No, you can't. No, no.
No?
Can't be playing with your fidget in public.
Let someone else play with your fidget.
Stop playing with it or it'll fall off.
Yeah, that's always a concern.
You'll go blind.
Yeah, maybe we could do an ASMR one because there's loads of like fidgets that you like click and spin and...
Wow, just silent.
Yeah.
We'd probably get more listeners if we didn't talk.
People should let us know what they want.
Yes.
Get involved.
Get involved. Yes, you podcast beautiful people, get involved. Firstly, you can get involved by rating the show.
That would be good.
5 stars, obviously, because it does actually really help us out. And we are trying to figure out ways in which I can give all of Pete's stuff away. So make sure you're following us wherever we exist. YouTube's a great place to keep up to date. You can subscribe over there too.
Yeah, jump in.
And we will be giving some of this stuff away because, let's be honest.
Well, I'm building up a bit of a storeroom at the moment.
Yeah, we can't keep it here. We haven't got the space.
But it's good fun.
Yeah.
I like finding new things.
Yeah, some stuff we'll keep. Some stuff we'll give away. The stuff you
Gene
really...
would prefer if we sold it and put the money back in the bank.
Ah, okay. Well, we just won't tell her.
Maybe we'll sell some.
Sell it?
Make it rain.
Oh, we can make it rain.
Yeah.
Ah. We'll talk about making it rain. There's also links below, even in the podcast, everything we featured. If you want to get more details on it, maybe buy some stuff,
do you know
some
what?
Vouchers and things.
We'll make thousands out of that.
Thousands? No.
We won't?
No. We might, if we're lucky, make about 10p. But, you know,
Don't even bother. Don't click the link below because it's pointless. Unless it's going to make us rich, I'm not interested. Just a 5-star review. Head over to YouTube, hit subscribe, and that will do. And we'll see you same time next time. Thanks for watching.
Bye.